Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We hope to be talking with Ryan Brehm, and maybe that will still happen. Scott, you just spoke with Jim Donatelli from Michigan State Sports Information Services and said that he would talk to us at 6:35, and maybe he's finishing up a lesson or 18th hole or something else he has going at this point. So we hope that we will catch up with him in the next couple of minutes. We do have the PGA Championship, and it'd be very interesting to get his take on that. Tiger Woods, first time I can recall him going into a major tournament with no one expecting him to win. In fact, a lot of people now are talking about what kind of player he would be for the Ryder Cup team and whether or not Captain Corey Pavin should even consider adding him. So we'll see how that all works out, but he's got one more chance here to try to get something done and see if he can demonstrate that he is back in form. And hopefully Ryan Brehm will be able to fill us in a little bit about some of the situations going on with the golf pro and why he chose to come back as an assistant golf coach to Sam Puryear at Michigan State University. We are also going to have Matt Costello on the show in the next day or so, and he is the latest Michigan State basketball target to commit to Tom Izzo. Amazing the way that has all played out, and we have seen seven recruits now between the upcoming year and the 2012 class already commit, so we look forward to that, and we have hope that we will have a chance to talk with him about why he decided to play for Tom Izzo and what the similarities might be with him and another prospect, Kenny Kaminsky, who also has decided to play for Michigan State, and Denzel Valentine, we talked to the other night from Lansing Sexton, and we hope that we will be able to get a hold of all three of them now over the next couple of days, and we'll do that. All right. We do have with us Lauren H., who is heading to Copenhagen, Denmark, and she is going to play basketball overseas after a long career here at Michigan State. She endured an awful lot while she was here in terms of injuries and the death of her father, Matthew H., and a lot of people remember her, of course, from her days at Lansing Waverly. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Just fine. Another big chapter for you, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm so excited for this new journey.
All right. Tell us how this all came about. Did you envision yourself playing in Europe late in your career?
Well, you know, I did. This has been a dream of mine to play professionally, but I wasn't so sure that it was going to happen so fast. This past summer, I've been taking two classes and working at, you know, the Rossman Group, and I got a call last week from my agent, and she said that, you know, I had a team that wanted me to play, and I signed my contract, and it kind of was, you know, that's how it happened, and I'm heading to Copenhagen on Sunday.
All right, Scott, Lauren H. has a lot on the ball here, and I don't mean the basketball. She has been working for the Rossman Group, and anybody who can do that, I have a lot of admiration for, and also just received her master's degree from Michigan State in public relations.
Yeah.
You see athletes, and they're trying to balance things, Lauren, they're trying to juggle priorities. How do you go about getting not only one degree, but two during your college basketball career?
Well, this is kind of how it happened. Well, you know, as you know, I tore my ACL my sophomore year, and during that time, you know, I wasn't really sure if I wanted to play, you know, play a fifth year. But then, you know, I realized that, you know, if I graduated in time, I could have the opportunity to get my master's and actually have Michigan State pay for it. So my father received his master's too, and you know, it was kind of something that I felt like, you know, I probably would be really mad at myself if I didn't take advantage of it. So I started taking classes. I took an independent study, and I started my master's that summer. And now I'm at where I'm at now, and I'm finished.
Master's in public relations. Did you have to do a dissertation with that?
No, actually, I had to take a comp exam.
Okay.
And I'll be taking that when I'm actually in Copenhagen online.
Scott, if you had seen Lauren's dad, Matthew H., and you see number 45, and now you hear about the master's degree, they say the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You're not 6'7", but other than that, the pretty striking parallels.
Oh, yeah, you know, definitely, definitely. I mean, it feels really good to be able to, you know, wear his number and play. And, you know, I had a great time at Michigan State, and, you know, I'm glad I was able to follow in his footsteps. I mean, especially, you know, with him passing and everything, I kind of want to kind of do the things that he did. I mean, he went to Europe and backpacked through Europe, and he wanted to play there. But during that time, if you played in the NBA, then you weren't able to play over in Europe.
Right.
So he wasn't able to do that, but he was over there. I'm like, well, I want to kind of experience what he experienced. So I'm getting the opportunity to do that, and, you know, I'm really excited.
Lauren has a lot of goals, Scott, and one of them is her own clothing company.
Yes.
We talked about Lady H. How's that coming along?
Well, actually, you know, I've gotten some, you know, some designs and some things, you know, together, and I'm definitely going to have a lot of time over in Copenhagen, so that's what I'm going to kind of try to focus on. I finished my master's, and I really, you know, have time to do a lot more now, so that's kind of going to be my focus when I'm over there, when I have, you know, we have like 2 hours of practice during the day, and then the rest of the day, you kind of do what you want, so it's going to be spent exploring Copenhagen and a little bit of Europe, and also, you know, kind of getting my clothing line together.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we've had a number of conversations with former Michigan State men's players who have played overseas. We just had Mike Chappelle, who was a player on the 2000 National Championship team, on our show Saturday morning. And
oh, wow.
He said, you know, you don't play as many games as you would certainly in the NBA, and probably not in the WNBA, so you do have more time on your hands. And if you are smart about the way you use it, you can really grow a lot professionally and personally while you're there.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because you have so much time on your hands. If you're sitting around not doing anything and not being productive, then obviously that's not the best thing to do. But if you're smart about it, I know you can do a lot. So that's why I'm trying to think about things to do now.
Now, when we talked to your mom for a story that we did for Sport Magazine, a cover story of Lauren H., she talked about trying to see as many of your games as she could, and and not being based in the state of Michigan, being in Chicago, and how she had to try to do a few things. Going to be a little bit tougher for her to take these road trips to Denmark, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. She when I told her about it, she was really shocked, just because it was happening so soon. And she actually came home to help me pack and everything like that. So, but she'll be over there in October to see a couple games, you know, with her brother. So she's excited. She's more excited than I am for me. So I'm going to be excited when she comes over and be able to see what new things I've explored and new things I'm doing.
Lauren, do you speak a foreign language?
No, I do not. That's one thing I do not. So I'm going to have to get me a Danish book so I can make sure I know all the little words, like hi and bye and all those types of things.
Well, you know, they say that when you're over there, you pick it up out of necessity, and I'm sure that a lot of the friends that you meet over there and that you'll make very quickly will help you with that.
Well, yeah.
You know, you may find a guy over there who speaks perfect Danish, and he can help you with that. A lot of different ways to accomplish that goal.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So I'm definitely going to try to be really receptive of everything and really try to learn things. So I'm going to try.
All right. Yeah, we congratulate you on this opportunity, and people who have watched you play from your days at Lansing Waverly and leading the Warriors to a state championship. And it's going to be different watching Michigan State games and not see those two centers. And it doesn't matter, you know, you're having a great game or Alyssa DeHaan is, and teams just said, wait a minute, we just got one of them to sit down. Here comes the other one.
I know, right? Oh, gosh, I know. I'm going to be back around Christmas, and I'm going to come check out some of the games. It's going to be kind of a weird, eerie feeling. I know that, not being on the bench. But, you know, I know they're going to do well this year. They have some good girls coming in, and they're going to have a strong squad. I'm excited to watch them online when I'm overseas.
I think there's a 6'7" center, Madison Williams, coming in from the Detroit area, too, from that country day, so we'll have a chance to watch her play. We look forward to following your career over in Denmark, and we'll talk to you when you come back over the holidays.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Lauren H., most recently with the Rossmann Group as a summer intern and finishing up her master's degree after finishing up her career high school and college basketball, now moving on to Denmark. We'll be right back with much, much more. Our final segment of Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.